Graffiti on storefronts right here in Midtown Manhattan. They might not look very threatening, but both mayoral candidates say these tags are directly linked to an increase in violent crime and they got to go. Last year, New York City cut funding for graffiti removal, which led to more vandalism. This year in April, the city started the so-called cleanup corps, which consists of 10,000 city workers. Part of their job is to clear the city from graffiti. And according to the mayor, they've done a good job so far.
Well, this is amazing. They have hand swept 50,000 blocks in New York City, removed 600,000 bags of traffic, repainted almost 1,000 properties that had graffiti on them. This is amazing stuff.
Democratic mayoral candidate Eric Adams previously said the city should have never cut funding for graffiti removal. His opponent, Republican Curtis Sliwa, agrees and added that the mayor should lead by example.
I, as mayor, go out there with brush in hand, power sprays, all the equipment that you scrape the graffiti with, and with a crew that's dedicated to me every day hitting at least one location.
He added that graffiti is often used by gangs to show prominence, and these rivalries can, in the worst case, end in shootings.